Kublan and Ablak Gemara. We're up to the Gemara over here. Bakrev and Nisrachku. And page Chav Tes Amar Aleph, the two dots. Oyev is a Shishman Oyev, a guy from the party. You're the best man. But Kamba, for how long can't you, according to Rabbi Yehuda, can't you testify for him? Kol Shivas Rehem Mishta, during the entire Shivas Rehem Mishta, you're still feeling the mood of getting married. So you feel, you know, you appreciate him, so you can't be an age. Once the chas is over, that's it. That level of friendship and kinship is gone, and even though the Shavu Brachas doesn't matter. Okay, so that's Baruch Leikis. What's Chav Zayin on our second wide line? Chav Tesim on our second wide line. Rav Meller's pshat is that if he's going to be there for 7 days, then he's possible straight away. If he's only going to be there for the wedding, then he's not possible even that day. Not talking about during Shavu Brachas, talking about how long is he possible for. Hasayne kosh leidiber, an enemy kosh might didn't speak. Tell him, Glenn, you didn't speak for 3 days. It says in the pasuk, "Vuhu loy oye by go to Ari Miklat." You don't hate the guy, and you don't want to hurt him. "Vuhu loy oye," you don't hate him. You're dead. You can go testify. "Loy mevakish," doesn't want to hurt him because of harm. You're dead. You can even judge him. Ashkan Sainis, so we know that one enemy you should not be an aid. Oh, yeah, I know a friend, you're not allowed to be an aid, according to Abudim, and Allah, and Kodi Bey Hachi. This is how you read the Pasuk. Vuhula Oyevloi, he doesn't hate him, nor Vuhula Oyevloi. No, he doesn't have any emotions. He doesn't hate him, doesn't love him. Yeh, Denu. Vuhula Mavakesh Rosh, he doesn't want to do harm, and nor Vuhula Tavos, nor do him any good. Yeh, Denu, he can be a judge. Freddy, where do you get that from? Midi Oyev Ksiv, doesn't say anywhere in the Pasuk. You love him or hate him. Elo Svaru, it makes sense. Oh, you my time in Mishnah Mechkedaita. Why can't you be an aide if you hate him? Because you hate him. So you're going to change your story. Oyunami Mechavadaita, you're very close to him. Rabbonon, Rabbonon. Hai loy, oyev loy, vloim bevakish, roosim, my dosh. Rabbonon, hold on. A judge, you cannot be a judge if you hate him or love him. But testify you can, because loy next to Yisraelokach. What does he do? Okay, one pasuk will be for the Yonis. What does he do for the other pasuk? Chad the dying, either other one, Kiratan, you learned. If there are two Tamilchamim, it's possible that two Tamilchamim should actually hate each other. They shouldn't sit together and share the same desert. You know the word Babshah, by the way. So many people in the show hate each other, but they all have one thing in common. They hate the Rav. So the Rav brings out the Shalom between all the people in the show. I heard it's an old Yiddish Shavart. No comment. Mishnah. Keitzad boikin is edim. So how do you examine the edim? My machlis is the chedis. Bring them into room. Umayimin aleimin, and you should threaten them. You should intimidate them. Umaytziyin es kol ha'odom lechutz. They take everyone out of the room except. Machlekes, if the defendant and the plaintiff are still there, but they are. Umishaydin is a gadol shemayim. Leave the older aid. Va'oyim lo misay to him. And I say, hey, chati yedei ze chayiv lezev. You're saying, hey, just tell me, how do you know? Im amar hu amali. What mean? The guy, the borrower himself, told me shani chayiv lo ish that I owe him money, or ish plaini amali, or another person told me shu chayiv lo that this yankel owes him money. Lo maklum. That's hearsay. Nothing. Even if the guy himself said, I owe him money, is nothing. Maybe he just said it to play around. Ad sheyemer b'faneinu hoydeloy. We agents stood there and we heard him being made to the lender. Shu chayiv le'masayim, so they owe him $200. Then that's an agus. Otherwise, it's just hearsay or nothing. He's playing around with you because sometimes people don't want others to think that he's a rich man. He says, "Oh, you think I have money? I owe this guy money. I owe that guy money." He's just saying it shouldn't be an ein hara, something like that. But then after they finish with this one aid, Va'achach Machnis is a sheni. They bring in the second aid. Rabbi Yekunos to ask him a bunch of questions. Even to the Beit Mecholi, they both seem to be saying the same thing. But we don't have a debate. Two guys said that he's guilty, he's innocent. One guy says he's guilty, he's chayiv. Zaka, he goes out innocent. Two people said that he's guilty. One guy says he's innocent, chayiv. Then you always go majority. If one says well, like this was like that, or even two, but a third guy says, I don't know. But in the year, they don't know. What do? You see, for Hadayon, you keep on adding multiples of two. And we, by dinner fashas, we said that it ends up with an even number because the guy, he says, I don't know, could ever be voiced again. When it comes to the Imamnus, the Imam holds, he even says, I don't know, later on, if he has an opinion, you can count it, and some say you don't. Gomrus Hadavar, they finished the debate, and then now they know which way the determination will be. They said, bring back in the defendant and the plaintiff, Hagodl, and the claimant, Hagodl, the leader of the Dayanim, the Abbezin Oymer, says, each plaintiff has a Zakai, each plaintiff has a Chayiv, and that's how it is. Umenayin, when they leave, Lo Yomer, don't tell them, Ani Mazake, Vechaveroi, Chaverai, Mechaivim. Don't tell them.
Which way?
Yeah, exactly. Why shouldn't you say that? Only those who lashon hara tell the secrets. Interesting argument about this. I think more. Hey, what do you mean? How do you intimidate the edim? I'm going to be the hachamim. This is what you tell them. You say, you bring them the pasuk. Where it says in the pasuk, nesiyim beruach vegeshem oyin. There's no rain. There's no wind. No raindrops. Nothing. There'll be a drought. You know why? Because ish mishalol b'matay shekel. Because our people are there priding themselves that they give false testimony. So you're going to ruin the whole country. Rava says he thinks about them. That's too generic. Yachalei meshev shani have a kafna. Well, 700 years was a hunger. But baba umana lechalol. People have a fach. It doesn't affect them. It's not going to affect us. That doesn't scare them. Elam Rabba, Hamrinu, we say to him, you should know that it says the pasuk mafes v'chede v'cheit shonun, that you should know that there's all these different plagues, including a very sharp knife, ish oine b're'eyu, that a person ate sheker. You know why it happens? Because you say ate sheker to somebody else. Oh, Rabashi, Yochlem, even that's too generic. We'll say, shev shoni havi moistin, the 7 years of plague, v'inid v'shni l'shach, but people didn't die prematurely. Elam Rabashi, omeli nosabamazut, you know the thing that hurts the most? You tell them about the whole city. Doesn't it's like water for duck's back. You tell them, I mean, you should tell them, you know, if you guys are lying, why are you lying? Because somebody paid you off. You should know that the people who paid you off look at you and they think that you're nothing. They have no respect for you whatsoever. The very people that you're working for have no respect for you. That hurts them very public. Because he said to them, the people who hire these false edim, those who hire you, zili, they think you are nothing. How do I know the chesiv? It says by Achav. Says the pasuk there when they took away the kedem from Novus, they said they set up two people bnei Belial, and they Achav called Yisrael called them bnei Belial, the people that she has working for her, she refers to them as bnei Belial, the evil or wicked people. No, but she has no respect. So don't think that that you have some cover from this. Forget, they're going to humiliate you and come. If they don't like you, they're going to publicize what you did. But you did Lamar, and then went around saying, "V'rach talakim v'melach." He went and made up a story about that novice that he went and he cursed, the slandered the king, which wasn't true, and so on and so forth. So we see from that, and that hurts when you get personal and you talk about a person's ego. That hurts. Im like death doesn't scare them, hunger doesn't scare them, but shaming somebody or hurting somebody's ego, that hurts less than life. Im Omar, who Amali Achim, if Nenu Hodel, Jokai, I must say, we saw him being murdered to the plaintiff. Say, prove to Rabbi, the name of Rav, sorry, she Yemer Atameda. If you see, if I call them to witnesses, it's not enough that they saw it. Like my money matters, I actually have to tell them, but you are going to be the witnesses. The same thing. Tanya, we learn, Mondo Libiotho, Omalahain. Ruben says, Shimon, you owe me $100. Is it yes? The machar amalei, and we're 2 days we saw this. The machar, the next day amalei, to know, you give me the $100 you made to yesterday. Amalei, mishata nibach. I was playing around with you because you asked me a silly question, so I gave you a silly answer. I wanted to humor you. Potter, he doesn't have to pay a cent. Leoy, the lafilu hichmin leedim alchei together. The guy, the plaintiff, hid edim behind the fence. Amalei, money be yochi $100. Yes, the tzenchah shetayde b'fnei plainy. So the claimant says, you want to admit it in front of these guys. I'm scared that if they're here, you're going to one day slap me to the Taita. Sounds very real. Lamacha, the following day, Amaloi, Tunasuli, give me the money and hear my two agents. Amaloi, Meshatani Bacha, we're just playing with you. Potter. Even then, he can be Potter. I was just humoring you. You asked a silly question, I was playing with you. If somebody, however, induces people to commit a Vezorah, we don't never defend them. How does that come into the question here? The Gemara Chassuri makes a few words are missing. That's how you should learn. All of these things we said that if the guy's a Meshatani Boch, only if he says it himself, we're not going to say it on behalf of the borrower or the. You don't even have to come on to that. So we don't, even though Aiden there, and we'll soon see. Even Aiden was there. Even if I knew the Aiden was there, we'll soon see. There's no migli when you have Aiden. Migli mokemein lamrin. But nevertheless, I was human. You ask such a stupid question. So sometimes then I just didn't want to argue this. Yeah, yeah. Make you happy. But if he doesn't come up with this excuse, we won't come up for him. When it comes to matters of life and death, I forgot the late on, even though he didn't, let's say he was murdered, he killed somebody, even though we're going to say for him, he was just playing around. But when it comes to Mesis, we will never defend him whatsoever. Why should a Mesis be worse than any of the Aveda? Didn't the Fashis? I learned shiny Mesis Rachmonam. The Torah clearly says regarding a Mesis that. Don't have any nachmanus and not protect him whatsoever. To conduce others to avedis and the result, that's the worst thing. How do you know you don't help him out? Hard to understand menayin shein toini whether you just brought a pasuk with sachmar v'leisachasolov. But maybe it means in other respects. How do we know that it means even in this particular point that we don't give him time to defend himself? You're not having nachmanis, maybe he wasn't. Here's the question: why is a mesis? Maybe the Torah is talking about only once you establish the mesis, you don't help him out. Here is an allegation that he's a mesis, so maybe we should be defending him to prove that he's not a mesis. Says the Gemara, "Menayin shein toini mesis nochah kemelus nochah shekar meini." Dovah Rab Simloi had betainus haylochah litoim litoan. He had so many different. He could have defended himself by the story of the Eitz Hadas. Umprimaloi ton lekesh baruch why didn't he tainu lefish litoan who mahav lememba what kind is a muscle? Because they're very simple. Divi harav and you tell me divi shaymin. I told you to eat to eat from the tree, but they just not to. And we have a rule. Divi harav and divi tamid. I was sure you wouldn't listen to me. So he could have said that, but because the nochash didn't say that, and even though he was the orum mekolchai, he was the smartest. He wasn't that smart. We don't defend him for it. Abraham defend him. David Abdi Shaimin takes as a question. If so, every single person who seduces someone and does someone do an Aveda should also have the same time. David Abdi Talmud Shaimin. So there's a difference in the Nachash and everybody else. Because the Nachash had no Aveda, was never told not to tell them to eat in the Zadas. So the only problem was that he was machsh them. The only problem is like a behemoth. We'll learn the Gemara later that if a behemoth, is bestiality, we'll kill the behemoth. What did the behemoth do? Because the behemoth was brought a color to this person. The behemoth did anything? Nothing. But the fact is that a color happened to the behemoth, so we killed the behemoth. So the nachash, the fact is that he helped her do the Aveda, so therefore the color came to her. But by Yid, we were told that you're not, if an evil is in Michel, we're told you're not, and there'll be a Mesis, we're told that you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, there's no excuse to do it after the Talmud Shemi, but you're not allowed to in any way encourage them or coax them into doing
the
Aveda.
Isn't it also the behemoth is because...
We have two. Bazillion.
When the guy does tshuva, everyone's still going to say, oh, that's the behemoth which Yankel...
We have two opinions, remember. We have Machlek, the Bazillion, or because it's a color. Look, right to Gemara. How do you know if anybody adds? You actually, by adding, you actually diminish this famous thing with Chabash. Now it says, don't eat from it, don't touch it. And she said, Avisha said this and this, which Avisha didn't say. Actually, according to the Ovis Rav Nosson, it was Adam who ruined it, not Chava. Adam told Chava this is what Avisha said, and then the Chava was repeating to the Nachash what Adam said. And there it says that why Adam deserved to be punished, because he was the one who was Maisif. Not she was the one who's Maisif. But our Gemara says, since we're saying she was the one who's Maisif. Now, B'Shashim Havim here, Amosayim V'Cheti Orkah. The order is Amosayim V'Cheti. Now, the Rashi's Pshat is, you take the Aleph away from Amosayim, you take a letter away, because Mosayim, 200. Others say, you take away the Vav from V'Cheti, the Vilagoyan says. You say, Amosayim is Cheti Orkah. Two Amos is half the length. That means, how long is the length? Four Amos.
How do we come to this B'Chav?
Oh, we just did Chava. We just did about Mesis.
Omar Mahocha means from this.
From the following. No. Mahocha. From the following post, we learn the Kalam Mesis Gredeya. By adding the Aleph, we reduce the measurement. No, that's it. Am Mosayim. So Rashi says Mosayim, or the Gemara says Chetzi Oker. Now, Rashi Omar, it says in Possek, Ashtay Esayri is 11 Yiris. Take away the Ayin, becomes Shtay Esayri. It becomes 12. Omar by Eloshonu, Eldom Shatani Bach. The only excuse is playing around with you. Abul Omar, if you said, Lahoyd Vaylam. La Hadam never happened. Who is it, Kafirin? Then we know he's a liar because we had Edim there. Then we don't trust him anything at all. La Papa de Bach, but La Papa, the son of Acha, but Ado, Hochi, I mean, the Meshad Rabbah, says the following name of Rabbah, Kol Mili, he says, no, even then. He says never happened, doesn't mean anything. You know why? Because Kol Mili, any Baba Meisa, Loi de Kiri Inchi. Because the whole thing he says is a Baba Meisa, he says, he says that, yeah, just humid him, Shatani Bach. So then if I hear yourself said yesterday and say, I don't remember, if he's clear, I don't remember, it doesn't mean anything, because he could still say, because of the I just don't remember. Whatever happens, you don't remember something, an event that happened just yesterday, a conversation you had, because the whole thing was meaningless to you, because it's not true. There's no base, no shred of truth to it, so it doesn't make you a liar.
I have to wait for yesterday, sometimes 10 minutes later.
Okay. Ahuda Achmin le'edim l'chavi bekilse. Somebody once hid his edim under the canopy of a bed. Amale, and the edim were not seen. He said to the guy, "Mandu le'biyotcha, you owe me $100. My $100 sitting by you." Amale, hey, yes. Amale said, "Edim v'shchavi lehevi alesadi. I want that those who are up and those who are asleep." You know, the guy didn't know anybody asleep, but they're just making a statement. Should be edis. Amale loy, no. Amar avkana ha. Amale loy. Rav Kana said to him, he said, no, what's the Shaila talking about? He said, clearly, they shouldn't be my Edim. So there's no Edim there. Even though they heard the whole story. Ahud Achmin Edim Bekivla. Look at this. A guy was desperate. He hid Edim in a caver.
Do parties have to agree to the Edim?
Not but one of them. And the other one's quiet. We'll see more. Ahud Achmin Edim Bekivla Lechavre. The lender hid his friends inside a grave. And they were both in the cemetery, Levaya somewhere in the cemetery. Amale, money be $100 of mine is by you. Amale, hang yes. Chayai umesi lehevi alechsadi. Let all those who are living here, which means me and you, and all those who are dead here. They're really those living. He didn't know that anybody else in the cave. Amale, lie. I don't want anybody aid him. Amale, Rav Shimon. Amale, lie. What's the shaila? Said no. Amale, be maintain a papa. Shvami, no more. Hold from here. Hold on. Rav Yonam, Rav Tzol Shem, Atameida. From here we learn out that if you're going to have aid him by alone, let's say if you're going to have a conversation. Not Edim. If Edim are alone, they saw the event. We don't have to say Atem Eidai. But if you have a conversation, you need to say Atem Eidai. Because otherwise, you can say Meshata Nibach. I was just playing around. And I was just because I had this conversation doesn't mean that's true. That what I said was correct. Loishna ki ama loiva, the loishna ki ama malva, the shasik loiva. So it makes no difference to your question. It makes no difference if the lender is the one who said Atem Eidai or the borrower said Atem Eidai. And the lender said and the loiva was quiet. That means he tacitly agrees. Time on my loyalty for Haraya, because in the previous incidents, the loyva clearly said, "No, I don't want them to be Edim." That's why they weren't Edim. I will eat shasik. If he would have remained silent, Hachinami, it would have been Edim, even though he didn't appoint him. Ahu, the Havikarle Kavroshu. There was a guy that was called Kavroshu. That he had, in other words, he had a whole bunch of documents and loans and everything there sitting against him. Man Masik B. He was called Kavroshu. He had a whole sack full of documents, and so he went around saying, "Man Masik B. You know who I owe money to? Ella Plaini or Plaini. The only guy I owe money to is this guy." People thought he owed money to other people. He said, "I owe money to Reuven." Also, so Reuven right came to Tavula dinner, slept in the court. You went around saying, "I owe me money, no? So pay me that money." Kamed Rav Nachman. Omer Rav Nachman. Odom osi shaloi lahazbiya es atmai. Just because he said he owes money to Reuven doesn't mean it's true. Why is he saying that? He doesn't want people to think, "Oh, look, he lives in such a beautiful house. He must be a very wealthy guy." He says, "Why you told me I owe money to this guy, I owe money to that guy?" We had this in the whole Sugi Bob Master. Odom is common. People walk around saying that I owe money. You know, the bank owns 3/4 of my house, even though it's not true. Yeah, true. Because he doesn't want people to think that he has money. He doesn't want Ayin Horus.
Interesting, you've been doing this for 2,000 years.
Look at Rashi. Adam Asi, you see Rashi, why you people do that? 10 lines. Loimel Lebrius, 10 lines in the narrow lines. Adam Asi, Loimel Lebrius, say to the people, Chayiv Ani Mois Lepleini, I owe money to that guy, Li Srachek Ma Ein Hora. The purpose is you don't want people to give you an Ein Hora. It's a shock.
I thought Ein Hora doesn't work if you don't believe it.
Interesting, the Rashbam in Arab Sachem, when Gemara talks about Zugas, about having peers and everything else. And the Gemara says that if you don't believe it doesn't affect you, the Rashbam adds the words kol kach. So much. We have a Rashi and a Rashbam. Rashi doesn't add the words kol kach, but the Rashbam adds the words kol kach. So much. In other words, it does have some effect. That's why we have all these things. You shouldn't do things, you know, to rate CNM, because what happens is when you do that, people have a tainah to the Eibishter. I daven 3 times a day. The guy he skips through davening, but he deserves more than me. And you're inviting the Eibishter to look at the situation again, see whether you really deserve whatever you have. You don't want that. Yeah. You know the famous story about the 90-year-old guy who used to come to shul every day his whole life, and one day Yom Kippur, he didn't show up, Yom Kippur. So the Rav was coming, you know, sucker. He thought the guy, maybe he's very sick. He sees the guy sitting there in the park. He went over to him, he said, "Shmuel, what's going on here? Why, you've come to shul your whole life, he's 95 years old already. He comes to every single tefillah, every shir, Yom Kippur, he's not shul in the park." He said, "Look, all my friends died. Obviously, the Abish forgot about me. I don't want to remind them I'm still around."
this maestro, this is at the Ein Hora in the BRW top 200. There used to be a Yid, an old survivor, you know, he lived in Turak, Lieberman, multi-millionaire. Every year when they would publish the BRW, he would send in a letter saying, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't have so much, why do you talk about me like that? And when he died, they actually published a little obituary in saying that we'll miss getting his letter every year protesting, why are we publishing his name? That's exactly this...
Omrav Nachman, Adam Osir Shlo Lahas Beis, that's why not the name of the Saddam himself. Ahu, the Havik Kodale, this is a famous saying. He was known as a real miser. This is the expression of Gemara, how you call a miser. Achbara de Shachiv Adinri, the mouse that sleeps on his money. What benefit does a mouse have from the money? Garnish. Doesn't even appreciate what he's on. A rich person who is stingy, that doesn't appreciate, doesn't use his money, he's like this mouse that's sleeping on the money. Achbara de Shachiv Adinri. When he died, or he's dying, he was lying in bed. Omar, he said, Planyo maskebe zuzi. This guy lent me money, and then he died. Basa de shachiv, as itavino liyoshim. These two guys came. This guy came along, and he said, Yoshim, you know, your father was moidir on his deathbed. He owes me money. Give it to me. Also, the kamed abishmar rabbi Yasi, the bed for abishmar. Remember, this is abishmar Yasi. We said before that the Rebbe was much greater, but he had respect for his father. Omalu, he said, Ki amri, when did he say, Odom of Sushalah has be his aspect? When did he say, a person says, I you know, I owe money to everybody. Hani mil mechaim, he's still alive. Doesn't mind harder. Now that he's dying, Avil achamisa loy, he would say the truth. So poru palgum, they pay half the money. Then tavinu ledin lelila palgum, the guy claimed, hey, you owe me the other half of the money. Osu lekame de rabchiyah, came for rabchiyah, a different dayan. Omaluhu kashem sha'odim. I disagree. I hold just like a person osu shalayla has be his aspirin while he's alive. Kach odim osu shalayla has be his bana. Doesn't want people to know that his children have a lot of money. Because the same Ein Hara that will shat him, affect him, will affect them. So he'll also do that to the Bob Mises. Omrus, no, you don't owe the money. Omnu, so nezil v'nehedis, let's go back to the first guy, get our money back. Omlu kvar hoyde zokin, the zokin already paskin. And here there's a whole shock of Italian paskin already. So does that mean when there's a dentator and then you go to another dentator and you overturn the first one, do you have to actually, when you say, let's say the guy is paskin wrong, so you actually undo it or not undo it? Remember we had the whole little sugi before? If it's a Torah Dvar Mishnah, you undo it. This is not a Torah Dvar Mishnah. This is a Torah B'Shikol Adas. Rabbi Shmuel felt one way, and
in assessing the mindset of the
yeah, exactly. He felt one way. It was not clear halacha, and Rabbi Chiya felt another way. It's a Torah B'Shikol Adas. And even if it, where they say the din stands, and the dayanim have to pay, but if it was Rishus Bezdin, if you had Rishus Bezdin, then you don't have to pay anything. You have a personal indemnity. The same thing the Rebbe said about Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yisrael, Paskin and Zaydus. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisrael, let's say he was made in front of two people, right? So we said before in the Mishnah, it's a proper Hoidah, but it's a Milva Peh. The Kondom Yodah, then they made a Kinyan to transact to make sure that they committed each other to which Kaisvi, and they can write a Shtar and make it a Milva Bishtar. The Imlav and Kaisvi, but if there's no Kinyan, they cannot write a Shtar. Because writing it means it's a mulva b'shtar. It's a whole different story. Mulva b'shtar, you cannot say, I paid you back until the shtar is this, you know, and you can go to Mechasa Shabbatim. Bifnei Shloisha. What about in front of three people, which is a bezin, sounds like. Veloi Konamir, but you didn't make a kinyan. But you didn't tell them, instruct them clearly, go ahead and make a shtar. What happens then? Now, we know about a bezin that have kaden, not just have kaden, have kaden, and they can change any milva alpeh into a milva b'shtar. And they can act on behalf of the loiva to instruct to make a shtar. And so on and so forth. That's the power of Bezin. Because Hefke, Bezin, Hefke, they can do anything with anybody's money. So what happens in front of three people, like Conda to make a Kenya, and Zrav Omar Kaisin, they write a shtar anyway, because that's the power of Bezin, and Rav Asi, Omar Enkli don't write. Havi Uvda, there was a story, the Choshle Rav, Lohod Rav Asi, Rav, the Bar Plukta of Rav Asi, they decided not to follow his own opinion, but he was Machon like Rav Asi, didn't write the shtar. Omar Rav Adabarav, Ho Oidisa, this Kenyan Oidisa, which is a shtar Oidisa, a shtar Hido. You made in front of three people that I owe him money. You made in front of three people. We didn't make a kinyan. Zimnin kasvinin v'zimnin le kasvinin. Sometimes it depends if he brought them in as a bezin or not. Knife, if they would happen to be sitting there already, v'yasvi, they would gather sitting there le kasvinin. By chance, there were three. He didn't read it after 1-3. So you don't write. Oh, but konfinu, if he looked for three people, what's he trying to do? Set up a bezin. Then kasvinin, even if you don't instruct us to write a shtar, we will turn it into a shtar. Rava says, no. Afilu konfinu iu le kasvinin. Rava says, even if he gathered three people together, we don't write. Doesn't necessarily mean he wanted a bezin. Adomalu havilai deyonin. Unless he clearly said, I want you to be my bezin. If he said, I want you to be my deyonin, like Kasvini, you don't write. Adikovi duchte. Until he actually set a place where they're going to sit. Vishalchi mezamni leil beidina. They set a place wherever the bezdin seat is, and they sent him a hazmana to come. Okay. What about hoyde b'metalkli? Let's say he was made to the veya in metalkli v'konim yode, and they made a kinyan koisvin. You're right. Bavim la. But if not, ain't koisvin. Otherwise, you don't write by metalkli. The mekarka, but when it comes to property, the moment is made the property no longer says the malvas or the other persons. Well, the kind of matter, I mean, but ain't cutting a right because the other guys automatically. And Mazutra Makaisri, and you write, sorry, he writes, you don't write the star because the fact he didn't give it over to me yet. And Mazutra says, you're right because automatic. Once he's made it's no longer his because what else is it to do? You don't pick up the land and bring it over to the other guy. It's the other guy's already straight away. By metalklin, milvelahitsonitna, so therefore, it's not around. So I have to go find it and fetch it. So till I give you, if I give you permission and instructions to write a star, it's not a star. But over here, all it is a gilim of Sabama who owns this property. The hilchas of kaidalach is your right.
Don't you have to make some kinya chalupin or something like that?
No. I'm saying it's yours. I made it. Kinya just means I made it all along.
So all
it was yours.
All that's lacking is the star.
Yeah. Ravina. Ikal the Maharya Ravina once came to a city called Maharya. Omle Ravdim Baravuna Ben Maharya Ravina. The next question: what metalkin? But the east of Benai is sitting right here. So even though I still have to give it to you, but it's right here in front of us. What happens then? My. Omelekim a kakoidam. In that case, it's like kakas here, so you can write a star straight away. Ravashi omekivu the mechasi gavain. I still have to give it or hand it over to him. Loi. Ahi oidisa, there was this hoidah. There were two people signing it. Lavi kosaba. It did not say the standard lashon of a star, which is omalono. He told us, kisvu vechasmu vehovele. Write and sign and give it to him. Abai, Rabbi Tavayu, Heinrich Shlaki, this is the famous rule of Shlaki, Dom Shlaki, that if a bezin gave out a shtar, even though they didn't write it 100% correct, it's still correct. Why? Because Chazaka, Eina, Eidim, Chaisman, al shtar, they would not sign on the shtar, only came Nasi Gadol. Doesn't say anywhere in the shtar that the guy who bought the property, we learned about Basi, you got to be 20 years old before a sale of a property is valid. Doesn't say anywhere in the shtar the guy was 20 years old, but we're assuming that a bezin would not have convened and written the shtar in the first place if the guy wasn't 20, would do the right thing. So even though he didn't write the exact lashon that he's supposed to write, we assume it's a kosher star. Maskel and a puppy tamed up when I'm sure. Me, I can media that non lawyer din. I don't understand. We are so not all the Amorayim know this din that you have to write these things, that you have to be a bezdin in order to be able to write a star without instruction. And the safar the bedin the yadi, and they'll know this din. Shanino the safari, even though you know they know the din that even though you weren't constructed, you're allowed to write a star. What are those din? In other words, there's a din that two people, it might be from two people, that I owe the guy money, we will not write the shtar. Only in front of three people, whatever, like a bezin. And so these people know. So the Gemara says, yes. Shalinu safra by the asked the bayi soifim, who tamil chamim. The yodi, they knew this din, that two people know, but a bezin, yes. The safra, the rabbi, they knew. Ahi, odisa, there was this haidah means you're made that this is how the situation is. That the kosid bay was written. Duchrin pisgomi. By Edim, right, the Ashtar of Edim, it says, which is it says, Zikoron Edis. This is the memory of the Edim. By Bezin, you're right, Zikoron Dvorim, remembering the things. So they wrote, Duchim Pizgami. Duchim is remembering, Pizgami, the following things. This is the Lashon of a Bezin. The Cholish Lebedin, any Lashon of a Bezin. Velehavi Kosiba, but if it's a Bezin Ashtar, if it's a document, it should have written the way you write a document of Bezin, but Moshe Klosa Havina, we were sitting in front of the people. And then we look at it only two signatures, and you have to then conclude the Chad L'Sui. We had the Gemara in Babat in the Suvas Dav Chabeis. Yeah, if one of the Gemara died, you start off writing Moshe Tlasa and so on and so forth. So here you see two signatures, and he didn't write the normal standard lashon of a bezin. Sover Ravina Lemeimer. Ravina thought Heinrich Lucky. Just Lucky said that if a bezin is down, sometimes they write, they make mistakes in the star, but they wouldn't have done. They definitely did it correctly. They just didn't write it down because after that. But nevertheless, it's a 100 kosher. On the Losa Barami Hochi Amini Mashmeid Rava Kolki Hai Gavna. In this case here, when they didn't start, Moshe Tlasa could very well be they only had two dayanim, and Chayshin and the Bezin Toyin, the Poshit made a mistake. They only had two dayanim because you have two signatures. It doesn't say in the beginning, but Moshe Tlasa Avinu, we sat around three people, so we're making, assuming the Poshit made a mistake. Omar Abnach Mishchok, E Kosev Beidina, if they would have written just the word Beidina, even they didn't write the Moshe Tlasa. They're just a Bezin. Everyone knows that a Bezin is three people. That's already good enough. It's not a Bezin Toyin anymore. That's enough. How do you know? The Dilma Bezin Chotzev, who we learned before in the Gemara in the beginning, that a Bezin, two people's a Bezin Chotzev. Maybe there are only two people attacking it because it's two signatures. I says Bezin or a Bezin Chotzev. Dharma Shmuel, Shnaim, Shadon, Dinayim, Din, B'di Evid, Zadin. Even though the Abba holds, you need three. Elo shenikra bezn chotzef. So when it says kosebe, we know there were three because it says the beidina de ravona ashi, ravona arab ashi, paskins you need three. Vedi more of a dilma ravona dina beidina ravona ashi and agree ravashi. Dilma ravona ravashi kishmuz vidalu. Here the chutzpah. Ravashi was the av bezin, but his own bezin doesn't agree with him. He says you need three people to bezin, and they thought, hold, you need two. So maybe the kosebe it says va'amalon ravona ashi. Ravashi told us that they nazei. So therefore, if it says bezin, you know it means a bezin of three. Okay, see you tomorrow.